comprehensive performance management. Manpower performance management is an integral part of a broader performance management system. The culture of improvement fosters the culture of continuous improvement in encouraging individuals, teams to seek ongoing progress. Regular performance monitoring helps to monitor the performance and access for growth and development. Feedback and coaching. The performance evaluation provides feedback on strength, areas for improvement, while coaching helps individual to set goals and track their progress. Goal setting. Like I told you that while we are evaluating the performance, we have to ensure that we provide them with the goals or the KPIs where we will be evaluating them further and ensure that alignment with the desired outcomes is there. The enhanced patient care. The culture of continuous improvement ultimately leads to high quality patient care and professional and operational excellence. Employee communication, diversity and inclusion. Employee communication. HR ensures there is smooth communication between management and employees, delivering important information, addressing their concerns or queries through various channels. Diversity and inclusion. So, HR or the HR team ensures that there is a smooth communication. The staff working in the hospital is aware if there are any changes, if there are any improvements, are there any concerns, or if there is any complaints. So they keep on having a communication with the team or the staff working or the employees. The diversity, HR activity promotes diversity in all forms, fosters a culturally rich workplace and develops policy to offer equal opportunities to employees, providing training to eliminate biases and nurture inclusivity. Conflict resolution and employee engagement. When you have so many workforce at a workplace, definitely there are opportunities for conflicts, and HR plays a very important role or a crucial role in managing the workplace conflicts by acting as a mediator, conducting investigations and facilitating discussions to maintain a peaceful and productive work. There may be conflicts because every person thinks differently. There are multiple thoughts in the same place, and sometimes they don't end up on a good note. But HR ensures that they mediate in these issues, resolve the conflicts, and facilitate discussions to maintain a peaceful and a productive environment. Employee engagement and HR boost employee morale and satisfaction through organized activities that gauge engagement levels and implementation strategies to enhance retention and motivation. Grievance management, recognition and rewards. Grievance management, HR handles grievances fairly and efficiently, providing a platform for employees to voice their concern, conducting investigations and ensuring satisfactory resolutions. Recognition rewards. HR implements that, the employee are acknowledged and the outstanding contribution, fostering motivation and showing appreciation for exemplary performances. Policies, procedure, well-being and work-life balance, training and talent management. All these fall into HR management. Policies, HR develops and communicates, educate employees on policies and procedures to ensure adherence to legal requirements and industry standards. Well-being, they ensure that well-being programs are conducted, promoted, the stress management programs are conducted and provide resources and assistance to maintain physical and mental health. Training and talent management. HR also ensures that they charge of employee training and development. They identify need, organize workshops and seminars, and focus on talent acquisition, onboarding and development to enhance employee skills and knowledge. Compliance and exit processes. Compliance with the employment laws. HR ensures the hospital complies with employment laws at various levels, staying informed about legislative changes and ensuring HR policies and practices align with the legal obligations. I think this slide is quite self-explanatory. Compliance to employment law is one of the important aspects while managing the workforce. We have to ensure that, we are compliant with whatever laws are in place or whatever new laws are changing accordingly. the employee exit process. So while we do recruitment, we do retention, now there is a time where employee exits the organization. Yes, the attrition rate still in the industry is quite high, where there are a lot of, lot of team keeps on moving, changing jobs. So yes, there comes an exit process while while the staff or an employee leaves the organization. Now, what does that exit process include? It includes the exit interviews to gather a feedback that why the employee is going. Is there any concern which could be resolved? Is there any development which can be done? Is there any changes or any support which can be provided? So basically an exit interview is conducted and the feedback is gathered, and it ensures that the necessary document and procedures are followed during the resignation, retirement or termination. So exit is not only about resignation, it is also about retirements and terminations. Job analysis, salary and wage administration and compensation planning. Job analysis and evaluation. HR conducts job analysis to assess job responsibilities and qualifications, determining appropriate job classification and pay grade. So they ensure that when they do job analysis and assess job responsibilities and qualification, they also ensure, you know, appropriate job classification and pay grades. The salary and wage administration, HR establishes salary ranges as per the qualification market industry standards and equitable pay practices across job roles. Compensation planning, HR participates in budgeting for salaries, recommends adjustment based on performances, evaluations and aligns compensation planning with financial goals. So, while they are doing a compensation planning, they do budgeting for salaries, recommendation, adjustment based on the performance evaluation, annual appraisals are done, and aligns compensation planning with financial goals. Benefits, administration, compliance and performance-based compensation. So benefits administration, HR oversees the employee benefits, including health insurance, retirement plans, life and disability coverage, and flexible spending accounts. So the benefits of administrative services, they ensure that compliance with the legal requirement, that HR ensures compensation and benefit programs adhere to employment laws, healthcare regulations and other legal requirements. Performance-based compensations, HR may implement performance-based compensation system depend upon organization to organization, linking individual or the team performance to compensation outcomes. Employee communication, tool rewards and analysis. Employee communication, HR communicates compensation and benefits information transparently, addresses inquiries, assist with resolving compensation related concerns. So if a staff or an employee raises a concern that, you know, the other employee is getting paid more, there may be issues, or then the HR intervenes, explains, resolves the compensation related concerns, and ensures that the employee gets all the questions he's asking for, answers for all the questions he's asking for. Total rewards and employee recognition. HR promotes total rewards, including non-monetary incentives, and designs recognition programs to enhance employee engagement and motivation. So the rewards not only are always, you know, monetary. They can be monetary, they cannot be monetary. It designs a basically and recognition program for the employees. Compensation and benefit analysis. The HR conducts ongoing analysis to assess program effectiveness, cost efficiency and alignment with the organizational goals. So they ensure that whatever, HR conducts an ongoing analysis. They keep on analyzing the program effectiveness. If they have launched any program for the employees, how effective is that program? Whether that program has been a help in a better outcome? Is that program a cost efficient? Or whatever the, initiatives HR is conducting, are they cost efficient? Are they aligned with organizational goals? For an example, in hospital, they may not do a training which is not related to hospital. They may not you know, provide a workshop or a seminar which is not related to hospital. So they ensure that whatever programs they form, they align with organizational goals, using the data to evaluate the impact also. So once they arrange a program, they further evaluate the impact on employee retention and satisfaction. Policy development, training and compliance. HR develops health and safety policies. They develop infection control policies. They develop leave policy. So multiple policies are developed by the HR. They ensure that the employees comply to hospital policies. So whether it is HR policy, whether it is departmental policy, the HR ensures that the employee adheres and complies to the policy. The training and education. So HR coordinates training on equipment handling, infection prevention, patient lifting. So multiple processes in the hospital require an ongoing training. So, you know, the HR ensures that a set of ongoing training is always there with annual, you know, annual trainings for the same. Compliance with regulations. HR ensures hospital compliance with health and safety regulations, monitoring charges, monitoring changes, conducting audits, and addressing areas of non-compliances. Risk assessment, incident reporting, health and wellness program. HR conducts risk assessment to identify hazards and collaborates with department to mitigate risk, creating a safer work environment. So HR also ensures that employees are safe, the work environment is safe, the work environment is healthy, so that there is retention of employees. If the work environment is not safe, you may find employee leaving the department or leaving the organization. Incident reporting and investigation. So whenever an incident is reported, they conduct a detailed investigations. They do not just go and penalize the person because they know that incident is going against that person. They conduct investigations, the detailed investigations about the incident. They implement preventive measures based on root cause analysis. So as per the root causes, they accordingly plan for a preventive measure, which is, in support of an employee, and they understand where, you know, how it can, prevent further. Health and wellness program. HR promotes health and wellness program, including screening, stress management, fitness activities, employee assistance. We have already, we have already gone through this in the previous slide. So let's go ahead and talk about another slide. Employee assistance, return to work and continuous improvement. Employee assistance and support. HR offers support for work-related health, safety concerns, providing guidance and access to necessary services, ensuring confidentiality and privacy compliance. Yes, we don't only think about privacy of patients, confidentiality of patients' data or information, but we also ensure that confidentiality and privacy of the employees' data. Return to work. HR develops and implements program for the employees recovering from workplace injuries or illness or from a break, maternity breaks, ensuring a smooth transition back to work. So they ensure that, you know, they don't feel missed out. They are accepted back well in the organization and the work is done correctly. The emergency preparedness and continuous improvement. HR plays a role in emergency preparedness, conducting drills, safety audits, and recommending improvements to enhance the overall safety culture within the hospital. Surveys, communication, and recognition program. HR conducts surveys to assess satisfaction, motivation, and engagement, using feedbacks to develop action plans for improvement. So an employee survey is done where a feedback is collected from the employees if they want any change, if they want any new course to be done, or whether they are happy in their workplace, they need any changes in the workplace. So, are they comfortable in the workplace? So all these questionnaires are defined by the HR and a data is collected. The employee engagement survey, and accordingly they plan an improvement, action plan for improvement. Communication and feedback channels. HR establishes effective channels for open and transparent communication, ensuring employee concerns are heard and acted upon. So they ensure that there is, the gap is not there between employee and them. They ensure that they have a channel or a team relationship build up with the employees, which helps them having a transparent communication, ensuring employee concerns are heard and acted upon. Employee recognition program to appreciate employees is formed by HR, such as awards and the peer recognition, and ensuring fairness and alignment with the hospital values. So there are multiple awards planned by an hospital where they evaluate a employee's performance every month. Every month the employee is rewarded for his performances against the patient feedback, against the peer review, against the peer recognition, ensuring fairness. So then they have a fair committee which is formed, which, you know, evaluates the employees. Performance management, career development and wellness. Performance management, performance processes, providing guidance to ensure clear expectations and constructive feedback. So when HR supports performances processes, while we are evaluating the performances, the HR supports it, provides guidance to ensure clear expectations are provided and constructive feedbacks. The career development and training. HR facilitates training and development, identifying need, organizing workshops and collaborating on career advancements. Employee wellness and work-life balance. HR promotes wellness initiatives, fitness activities, stress management and work-life balance support. Team building, feedback mechanism and continuous improvement. Team building and employee events. The HR organizes events and gatherings to foster a sense of community and inclusivity. Employee surveys, what we have already spoken about, let's go ahead. Employee engagement committees and continuous improvement. HR establishes a committee for employee involvement and continuously evaluates and adjusts strategies based on the data and best practices. Need assessment, system selection and system implementation. HR assesses hospital HR requirements, identify areas for technology-driven improvement such as recruitment, performance management and payroll. System selection, HR collaborates with IT and stakeholders to evaluate and select appropriate HRIS solution system. And considering the factors like functionality, scalability and security. So they developed, HR is also moving towards digitalization, where it's already digitalized, where they accept HRIS solutions, where there is a lot of functionalities automatic, the pay scale is generated automatic, there is access for an employees to, you know, receive their pay slips through the system. So there are a lot of automations happening in HR systems also. System implementation process, working with IT and vendors to ensure smooth setup, data migration, testing and user training. Data management, process automation, reporting and analytics. HR establishes data management guidelines for data entry, quality checks, security and governance, and ensuring compliance with privacy laws. So basically a lot of data is available with HR. So where there is a data, we also have to ensure that there is compliance with privacy laws, because there are chances or there are opportunities for the data to leak or to be circulated outside. So we have to ensure that whatever the system we are using, it is compliant with the privacy law, it has the privacy best privacy settings in them. So we do, the proper data is maintained and the confidentiality of the data is maintained. Process automation. HR identifies manual HR tasks that can be automated. So they identify, as I told you, HR systems are already digitalized. They ensure that, the task, whatever they are going, like onboarding, leave management, benefits, are all automated. No manual intervention is required. No, for example, you don't have to give a written application through mail. You can just, provide an application in your system, in your HR system, and that reaches to your reportee, and the reportee approves, which reaches to automatically to HR for it. Further, it automatically gets incalculated in your payroll. So this is all connected through an HR automation, and HR ensures that all the facilities such as onboarding, leave management are digitalized, which will help to improve the efficiency. reporting and analysis. HR configures reporting tools and dashboards for generating HR metrics and workshop analytics, supporting decision-making and strategic initiatives. Like in the initial slides, we spoke about how data is collected in HR department also, where they do a lot of data collection and analysis. By involving digitalization or by involving IT, HRS systems, we can have this reporting tools and dashboards made, which can provide our workforce analysis and also support decision making. Once the analysis is done, it helps us in decision making and further continuation of improvement. System maintenance, user support, training, and compliance and security. HR is responsible for ongoing system maintenance, performance monitoring, issue resolution, and implementing upgrades or enhancements. User support and training, HR assists employees and managers in navigating the HRS, conducting training sessions, and providing user guide for reference. So while they implement the training system, HRS system, that also involves training about the HRS system. So the employee, it can be user friendly, it can be employee friendly. They ensure that the team or the employees are guided to how to use them once they provide it. Compliance and security. HR ensures compliance with data privacy. We have already spoken about how data privacy is important and security regulations are important. And while they are developing new systems or they are digitalizing HR, HRS, they ensure that the data privacy and security regulations are adhered to, and security teams on necessary controls and mechanisms. So they collaborate with IT and ensure that the data is safe. Talent acquisition, workforce planning, and succession planning. Talent acquisition and workforce planning analyze current and the future staffing needs, identifies critical roles, and collaborates with leadership to develop recruitment and retention strategies. So it's an ongoing circle. They keep on analyzing the current and the future needs. They identify roles, they collaborate with the leadership, develop the recruitment and retention strategies. So once they identify a job requirement, again it forms a circle where they advertise the jobs, then they do interviews, they shortlist, they do interviews, then they do an onboarding process, and then they keep on upgrading, training the team. So it's an ongoing process, it's a continuous improvement, it is about continuously monitoring the staffing needs of the hospital. While they are doing, they are acquiring new talent, at the same time they are also doing a succession planning and leadership development. They groom the high potential employees for leadership roles, implementing development programs, mentorship initiatives, and talent review process. Organizational design, performance management, and change management. Organizational design and restructuring. HR accesses the hospital structure and provides guidance on departmental alignments, job designs, and resource allocation to optimize efficiency. So they ensure that a proper structure is provided, the jobs are designed well, the resource allocation is done well, and basically they ensure that the workforce is optimally and efficiently used or utilized. The HR ensures performance management aligns with strategic goals, establishes metrics that support organizational objectives, and monitors performance to drive engagement and productivity. So as I told you, it's continuously, recruiting, developing the team, aligning them with whatever the hospital goals are, establishing the support, organizational support, and monitoring the performance to drive engagement and productivity. Employee engagement, HR metrics, and external stakeholder management. So employee engagement and culture development. So HR develops initiative to enhance employee engagement. They promote teamwork, they do pre-work activities, they ensure that team is aligned together, they ensure that the hospital's goals are met, because if team is not aligned together, if there are conflicts, it is again going to affect the work. It is going to affect the quality of work. It is eventually going to affect the patient care. So they ensure that employees, engage with the organization. They promote teamwork by team building exercises, team building trips. So they keep on developing cultural and engagement programs. The HR metrics and analytics. We have already spoken about HR metrics and how they identify key metrics, providing insight to inform strategy decision making. Strategic HR budgeting and continuous improvement. HR aligns with HR initiative with financial resources, collaborating with finance and leadership teams and providing cost benefit analysis. HR evaluates the effectiveness of HR strategies, collects feedback, conducts regular assessments, and adjusts strategies to ensure ongoing alignment with the strategic goals. Thank you.